Symbolically, one might say, Peter did everything he could to indicate where he personally, as ruler, co-ruler anyway, stood in what might be called the culture wars of the time. In his dress, totally Western. In his lack of beard, or at best, a mustache. In his recreations, the way he danced, for example. And even concerning very important rituals. It's telling that when Peter the Great's son was born, his first son, Alexei, with whom later he had great conflicts because of Alexei's distaste for everything his father stood for. Nonetheless, not knowing where his son was going to head, he had this event celebrated in a very telling manner. In the traditional manner, ringing of church bells and a church service, but also great banquets, fireworks, gun salutes, totally alien to the Russian tradition. And in fact, several traditionalist Muscovites complain that these fireworks and gun salutes, and I quote, disturbed the saints of Moscow. One might say that's exactly what Peter had in mind. In a lot of ways, these two czars, co-czars, Peter and Ivan, who ruled together from 1682 to 1696, a substantial period, visibly symbolized the two choices that Russia faced at the end of the 17th century, the two paths before which Russia at this point stood and was clearly vacillating. On the one hand, pious, if, by the way, not especially bright. In fact, some people believe him to be slightly crazy, Ivan V, who was to be seen walking about the city, followed by his court, in the heavy brocaded robes of a Muscovite ruler. And I mean walking. At one point, Peter suggested that they travel together to a nearby pilgrimage site near Moscow. And Peter had a great idea, take him in his boat that Peter had just built, a rather newfangled contraption from the point of view of Ivan, who absolutely refused to travel in such an unorthodox thing and insisted on walking all the way. On the other hand, one sees Peter, decked out in European dress, no beard, hardly the sign of an orthodox man, riding horses, sailing in his boats, dashing about the country in between shipyards and military parades, and most importantly, making it clear that he found Russia's traditional ways to be backward, embarrassing, and most importantly, in his view, harmful for a country that wished to be and to be seen as a great power amidst the great powers of Europe. Now, when Peter's mother died in 1694, and his half-brother Ivan was already at this stage rather weak and ailing and able to play little part in power and would die 2 years later, at this point, Peter decided the time had really come to take control. This is 1694 approximately. His mother died in 1694. In other words, the time had come to really act in dramatic public ways on his inclinations and his values, and of course, to stop this retreat to old Muscovy that was taking place under his mother. Now he would act publicly. Now, to understand the inclinations and values he brought to power, though, it's necessary to look more closely at Peter himself than we already have, more closely about his personality, what we know about his public persona. First, it's important to know that Peter was, at the very first thing you'd notice about him, an enormously large man, physically very tall and very big. He was 6'7" tall, very tall for a Russian. But no less important, people noticed his enormous energy as an individual. Literally, if you were walking with Peter and talking about some important matter, you probably, if you were most ordinary people, would have to run just to keep up. Not only were his strides so enormous, but he was always in a hurry to get places. And this energy, this forcefulness, was a personality trait that was in many ways emblematic of his whole reign. Like no other ruler before him, and it wouldn't be repeated again until Catherine the Great's time, and it remained rare in Russian history, he was enormously optimistic as a ruler, positive about what could be accomplished, active in trying to realize his goals. And this was translated into politics. He believed profoundly that government, his government, had a positive, active role to play in the nation's life. Related personality trait that also was characteristic of him, but translated into his style of being a ruler, is he had a remarkable obsession with work, with physical work. He loved to make things. He made model boats. He eventually made big boats. He made his own furniture. He made crockery. And in fact, after his death, a huge collection of these things can be found, things made by Peter the Great's hand. Sometimes he'd make the very hatchet with which he would cut out wood for building some project.